Penguin Audio presents Fury, written and read by me, Corin Zelkis. Anger, as soon as fed, is dead. 'Tis starving makes it fat. Emily Dickinson, Mine Enemy is Growing Old. Prologue, Giving Up the Ghost. A story without emotion is no story at all. The writer in me knew this, but at 27, I found myself struggling with an unacknowledged anger management hitch. Strong emotion wasn't destroying my life, so much as my heart palpitating fear of it. Calorophobic. That's what one shrink called my abnormal and unwarranted fear of getting angry, my persistent state of vanilla beige. A website advertising a trusted, effective treatment for this anger disorder defined it with a salesman's flourish. Calorophobia is a defense mechanism created by the unconscious mind. At some point in the calorophobe's past, there was an event linking anger to emotional trauma. Avoiding the emotion means living in fear, missing out on life experiences big and small, and living a life that is only a shadow of what it might be. I read this with a sharp pinch of despair, knowing that my anger disorder was once reinforced by drinking, an addiction that also prevented me from fully participating in my life. The pages that follow are an account of the continued aftermath of my stunted adolescence. Here is the fallout from years spent drowning emotion with drink, instead of recognizing my feelings, exploring them, and in doing so, reclaiming my family's particular power to obliterate or redeem me. I didn't set out to write a sequel to Smashed, but I have lived without an awareness of my past, and every life crisis dredged up the unexamined aspects of a much older story. If you hear the echoes of a kid's complaint in these pages, it's because this book was born of childhood emotions that never found an exit hatch during the years they might have been less mortifying and marginally more appropriate. Had these feelings come to light then, my blow-ups might have been pertinent, confiding, spontaneous, fleeting. Here, however, my festered anger is frequently accompanied by stupidity, insanity, obscenity. Honesty forces me to cringe and acknowledge these ireworks, instead of making myself more presentable. The truth is, starved for anger's release, I first howled primitively. Rageophobe turned fury fiend. Moderation never really was my thing. I need to thank my family for vetting this account. In reading this book in its various drafts, they've been privy to the kinds of conversations that usually pass only between a person and her therapist. I'm awed by their bravery and grateful to them for respecting my desire to explore my emotions in this context, for understanding that I can't go on describing myself exclusively in their language and anecdotes. It's like going through life performing a sham accent and dressing in someone else's clothes. My mother is a powerful presence in my life, and from my childhood, I've taken her word on what she's occasionally and not always unkindly called my difficult disposition. Born angry. That's what she's always said of me. As proof, she describes my colicky infancy. No proffered comfort ever soothed me as a baby, she says. Not her arms, a pacifier, or the Moses basket that my handy dad roped from a ceiling beam. Likewise, she's quick to remind me of my preschool years, when fear of separation, fear of strangers, fear of my own stumpy shadow tightened my dimpled arms noose-like around her neck. Lacking my own memories of these early years, I always thought it would be rude to refute the ones that she had to offer. My parents seemed like the archivists of my early history, and I believed what they told me because I thought I had no means to contradict them. My memory doesn't switch on until later in my toddler years, when a fleck of chili pepper settles on my tongue by mistake. And even that first recollection brings to mind emotional Niagaras in line with what they described. I remember stinging outrage, then humiliated panic. When I acknowledged feeling, I found a way to address the incongruity I always sensed.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?